Before I begin, we're going to switch gears. So today, you might have noticed, we are exploring themes of death and life. So I'm going to be sharing a personal story about bearing witness to life and death that I experienced lately. If you have a tender heart, or these things are particularly close for you right now, it may feel just a little tender or close. And so please know that you are free to step away if it is too much. Earlier this week, I was out for a run when a large and energetic dog came running towards me. His tongue was flapping. He looked so happy. He was running free, no leash. I imagined he had escaped from some backyard nearby. I worried first for my own safety. I mean, he was coming right past me. Maybe he would think I was a threat. Turned out he could care less about me. He zoomed right past. And then I worried for him. We were just off Ziegler, which you may know cars go fast on Ziegler. He was going fast. I kept running until I heard a sharp moan in the distance and cars braking. And I turned around to see the dog in the street with cars stopped around him. I couldn't tell how injured he was. I was too far away by then. Should I go back? I couldn't. I doubled over crying. I tried to keep running with tears flowing and breathing hard. I remembered my dog who was hit by a car. It was over 10 years ago, but it came rushing back like it was yesterday. And as I ran in the distance, I saw this woman. I got closer to her, and in her hands, I saw a leash folded up. She was slowly making her way along the path, unaware, casual, soaking in the beauty of the day. She was turning the corner. She would see soon enough. I kept running, crying. The train whistled in the distance. I just was hit. I was struck. There was so much life everywhere, all around me. I scanned all the houses that have sprung up around the trail and imagined how they were all filled, all of them, all filled with everything right at that moment, filled with the dog before and the dog after, the woman before and the woman after, filled with the gratitude for the beauty and the grief of the loss, with life and death, known and unknown. I could feel it happening just all around me. And then I felt this play out a billion times, all around the world, and then all throughout history, and I felt myself a part of it all. It was a profound moment of grace breaking through in grief and in my shock. Grace is our theme for worship and religious education this month. Grace, it's a word that simply means an experience of an unearned or undeserved gift. Not because we are undeserving, but because it is the kind of gift that comes completely unrelated to whether or not you earned or deserved it. It's not related to you. As writer Anne Lamott says, grace meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. In that moment with the train and the wind and the houses, grace washed over me. Deep in my heart, I understood life is more complex, more vast, more everything than we could ever possibly know. We only see such a small part, and even that is a partial view of something that is constantly on the move. Everything we learn leads us to realize how much we do not know and how much remains a mystery. Despite the pain of that moment on the trail, I was filled with awe and gratitude. Late in the 19th century, Lord Kelvin declared, there is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. Okay, let me say it again so you got the timing. Late in the 19th century, he says, there is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. All that remains is more and more precise measurement. Shortly thereafter, the field of quantum mechanics and general relativity arose, which you may know were the two greatest fields of scientific inquiry and revelation in the 20th century. There have been many times, actually, over the course of history where knowledge seemed finite and containable. Until Copernicus, we imagined that the Earth was the center of the universe, and so everything was within our reach. It all related to us. But then it turned out there was a whole solar system of which we were just a part, not even at the center. And then there was a whole galaxy, and our solar system is not at the center of that galaxy. And then, in the early parts of the 20th century, Edwin Hubble taught us that our galaxy is just one of a billion galaxies. And today, we know there are 200 billion galaxies like ours in the observable universe. As astrophysicist Mario Livio puts it, until 1998, we didn't know that this thing we call dark energy exists. 1998, it was like yesterday. We didn't know that this thing called dark energy exists, and now we know it is the dominant form of energy in our universe. So, he says, whenever you think you've reached something that you cannot go beyond, like, okay, all this is all there is to know, somehow we discover that there is yet something even more mysterious that hides behind all of that. In our story, the woman was first filled with happiness. She thought that was all there was to know. And then she lost her son, and a whole new reality broke in. It felt like betrayal to her. She was overwhelmed by her own loss. She couldn't imagine a world where such a thing would happen. So she went from house to house, and then she realized there was still a whole other world that she had not yet conceived of, a world where everyone knew suffering, everyone knew loss, a life that was intimately linked with death. And somehow in this awareness, grace broke in and she found peace. This experience of grace, of knowing deeply how everyone and everything share in the journey of life and death, it didn't make it okay that her son had died. But it did allow her heart to heal over time, as she grew in her connection with all of life and its universal relationship with death. In the smallest possible scale, the moment by moment, in and out of breath, the daily chores and the coffee conversations, life is a mystery. There's so much we do not see and do not know. And in the largest possible scale, at the scale of the universe, all those 200 billion galaxies, all the questions of why and how and when, life is a profound mystery. That mystery can at first seem overwhelming, and we often try to contain it. Like Lord Kelvin, we believe or hope we basically have it all figured out. And yet, letting that mystery just be can also bring great comfort. To claim ourselves a part of the great mystery, to know we're in that mystery together, to relieve ourselves from knowing all there is to know, and to accept that knowing isn't possible, and to in turn allow ourselves to make meaning in all kinds of ways, to let love and kindness be our guide. These are the practices of grace. And so let us embrace life, in spite of the pain and the sorrows. Let us keep loving. and let the mystery be. To all our relations, Ashe and Amen.